Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Government says the sweeping GST reforms will strengthen the cooperative sector, make their products competitive, increase demand for their products, and increase the income of cooperatives. In a statement, the Ministry of Cooperation said that the GST reforms will promote rural entrepreneurship, promote cooperatives in the food processing sector, and ensure affordable access to essential goods for millions of households. The ministry said the GST reforms will directly impact cooperatives, farmers, rural enterprises, and benefit more than 10 crore dairy farmers in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has exchanged views on international and regional issues with French President Emmanuel Macron, including efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Modi reiterated India's consistent support for a peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. In a telephonic conversation yesterday, both the leaders reviewed and assessed the progress in bilateral cooperation in various areas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The India-France strategic partnership will continue to play a key role in fostering global peace and stability." The Prime Minister thanked Mr. Macron for accepting the invitation to the AI Impact Summit being hosted by India in February next year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Guyanese President Irfan Ali on his resounding victory in both the general and regional elections. In a social media post, the Prime Minister stated that he looks forward to further strengthening the India-Guyana partnership, which is anchored in strong historical and people-to-people ties. Responding to his message, Guyana's President Ali expressed his eagerness to continue working with Prime Minister Modi, the Government of India, and the people of India to further build the already strong and cordial relations between the two nations. Chief of Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh has said that Operation Sindoor demonstrated India's ability to strike swiftly, decisively, and with precision. Addressing the passing out parade at the Officers Training Academy, OTA, in Chennai, he urged the newly commissioned officers to uphold the spirit of jointness in their service to the nation. Air Chief Marshal Singh noted that the lessons from Operation Sindoor proved the successful synergy between the Army, Navy, Air Force and other national security agencies. Union Agriculture and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the newly introduced GST rates and slabs will have a significant impact on the agricultural sector. Speaking at a press conference in Bhopal, Mr. Chauhan explained that the changes will particularly benefit small and medium farmers. Reduction in GST rates on agricultural equipment will lower the cost of farming, thereby increasing farmers' profits, he added.
हमारा संकल्प है खेती में उत्पादन की लागत घटाना और उत्पादन बढ़ाना उत्पादन बढ़ेगा और लागत घटेगी तो किसान का खेती में प्रॉफिट बढ़ेगा और जीएसटी में जो सुधार किए गए हैं उनको अगर देखेंगे तो उनका बड़ा लाभ देश के किसानों को मिलने वाला है
India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over West Rajasthan and Gujarat today. According to IMD, isolated places of East Rajasthan, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra will likely witness heavy to very heavy rainfall today. The Met Department has also said that Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura will experience heavy rainfall at isolated places. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over Orissa, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Uttarakhand. Indian men's hockey team stormed into the final of the Asia Cup Hockey Championship after thrashing China 7-0 in their last Super Fours match at Rajgir in Bihar yesterday evening. The final will be played at 7:30 p.m. today, where Inter will take on Korea in the title clash. And in US Open tennis, world number one Arina Sabalenka has successfully defended her crown after beating Amanda Anisimova in the women's singles final. In men's singles, Jannik Sinner will face Spain's Carlos Alcaraz tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.